The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
I've never fallen this low before. Is this rock bottom? 'Cause I can't take no more. Oh no. The enemy knew which buttons to press. Yeah. Now I'm stuck in a pile of my own mess. I don't know what it will take, but I'm coming now.
I'm coming now. God will give.
And oh man, oh man, there's some people. Whew, man, there's some people on this line right now. There's some people that are even dialing in and listening into this right now that are going through some things, man, and that you've been at that lowest point and you don't even know how you're going to get out. All you know is that you keep saying, I'm coming out. But, you know, there's that person also that's just continually saying, I don't know how I'm going to get out. You fall into your lowest state, or at least what you think is your lowest state. You think it's the lowest possible state that you can fall to. But I'm here to tell you, there's always lower. You think that there's no way out, but there absolutely is a way out. You just got to trust and know and grind and fight your way out. Nobody's going to come and rescue you. Nobody's coming to give you a hand up. Nobody's going to toss you a rope. Nobody's getting ready to coach you out of it. Nobody's getting ready to drive over there and get you. Nobody's bringing you any extra anything. And you got to fight. If you want to learn how to fight, if you really want to learn how to fight, then learn how to fight alone. Once you learn how to fight alone, man, I can't even begin to tell you how liberating that is. And I'll tell you guys a story of how, you know, I learned how to fight alone here, you know, right after this. But, you know, call somebody up and tell them we're bridging some gaps over here. You know, on the realest show ever, you know, the grind is on. Let them know that, you know what, tell them it's my season. Tell them it's working in my favor. I planted a seed and I'm expecting a harvest. Call somebody up and tell them to jump on the grind. 657-383-1291.
It's working for my good. It's good. for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning.
In my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed.
For grace.
For favor.
Yeah.
This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
Doing what I have known.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better. Man, that sounds good, don't it? I can motivate y'all this morning. I really can. I can motivate you. I can help you bridge some gaps. Let me get this out of the way. Let me get this out of the way. Because, you know, I was up early this morning, and, you know, God was really speaking to me, and he put a word in my spirit, and that same word has been in my spirit, man, for a minute now. And that word is simply action. Action, 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 action. And because that word is in my spirit, man, it pushes me to constantly do. And I wanna drop that in on you guys today, because when you listen to songs like, you know, William Murphy, you know, it's working. It's my season. When you listen to songs like that, man, you get fired up. I love that song. You know, I got a seed in the ground and you're waiting. There's a harvest that's coming. If you plant a seed, the promise is if you water that seed, then there's going to be a harvest. But you first got to plant it on good ground, right? So the three prerequisites is you plant that seed on good ground, good soil. It's a seed, so it has something on the inside of it, all right? And it's also going to yield you a harvest if you water it. So good soil, seed, and water. So all two of those three is action, right? Good soil, you scope that out. So you planted the seed and then you watered it, right? So we have this thing in golf also. We talk about not being able to always hit great golf shots. You're not going to hit a great golf shot every time you hit the ball. So golf is a game of recovery. So what do you do when you hit a bad shot? Do you get down? Do you become a mental midget and you just allow that to kill you? Or do you figure out at that point, how do I get out of the predicament that I'm in? So you hit. Your driver may be 5-6 times, you know, on a golf course. If you're really, really managing a golf course, you know, maybe 6 or 7. But you come out of the fairway a whole lot more than you actually use your driver. And then depending upon how good you are coming out of the fairway, you're going to putt a lot, right? So a great golfer will tell you that they only want to drive the holes that they got to drive. They want to place the ball. They only want to putt one time per hole. So 18 times you're going to putt at least one time, right? It's almost guaranteed unless you hold it out from the fairway, which is slim and far between. So you got your driving, then you got your putting. So if you got coming out of the fairway, so what are you going to practice the most? You want to practice on the things that get you in position to score. You want the total package. So if you're putting the most, it's your putting, because sometimes you can have a bad drive and then you put it back in the fairway and have another bad shot out of the fairway, but you finally get up on the green and you got one more shot before you get par. And if you're a great putter, guess what? You can finish well. So you've got to have the soil. You've got to have the seed. You've got to have the water. And now you can expect the harvest because you put the work in. So guys, let me say this before we get started, because I'm going to bless you guys this morning. I'm going to tell you a couple of things, but you know, go ahead and dial into or text me on the ground line 678-744-6188 if you have any thoughts, perceptions, or anything about what's said today. And you can definitely be live on the grind. I always want to give everybody that opportunity to be live on the grind, because this is the people show. And you guys have a voice on this show, just like I do. All you have to do is simply dial in. Let me know you want to come on. And most certainly, man, I'll put you on the show. All right. So let's jump into some things this morning, because I'm excited about, you know, not about 2017. I'm excited about 2018. As a matter of fact, I'm already in 2018. Been there, you know, for quite some time now. Right. So I promise I'll tell you guys what that's all about. But I promise you guys, before we went to that last song, I promise you I would tell you how I learned to fight alone. So Pam and I'll tell you about Pam and I, because, you know, we're a partnership. We're a unit. We're a team. So when I talk about me, typically, you know, she's in this equation somewhere. So in this case, you know, it's us. We're going through what we're going through. And there's some definitive moments in your life when you realize you got to do some things to move yourself to the next level. And nobody's coming to save you. Stop looking up and looking around thinking somebody's going to throw you a lifeline, because it's not always going to happen. You shouldn't look for it. So we got to that point. We realized that, you know what, man, we can't keep calling up people and asking them for this and asking them for that. You know, hey, can you help me out of this jam, this predicament? No, we had to realize that, you know what, we've gotten to about the lowest point that we want to get to. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to stop waiting for the rope to drop down in the hole, man, and we're going to start digging our way out. And at that moment in our lives, that definitive moment, there were quite a few definitive moments that we thought, you know, was it. But we realized that we don't want to get any lower than where we are right now. So we drew the line in the sand and we said, you know what, we're not going to call people and we're not going to ask for this or ask for that or, you know, we're just not going to do it anymore. We're going to dig ourselves out of this hole just like we dug our way into it. So at that moment, we decided to do things, you know, on our own and suffer through what we needed to suffer through. We've had some people that have called us up since and said, you know, I didn't have any idea you guys are going through what you were going through, you know, because it was our test. And our test created, of course, our testimony. But we didn't have any idea that you guys were going through. And they said, why didn't you guys give us a call? Why didn't you let us know? It was time out for that. That was the thing that was allowing us to build, to dig ourselves in the hole even further. And for those of you that are on the line right now, if you've dug a hole for yourself, the only way you're going to get out of that hole and stay out of that hole is if you start filling in the dirt in that hole yourself. Because until you learn the lesson, until you get the test and learn what the test is teaching you, you will never have a true testimony. You will never know that I can't cross that bridge again, because there's no help when I cross that bridge again. You know, see, people ask us, you know, sometimes they say, well, why are you guys, you know, why are you so frugal? You know, Pam will tell you, you know, I'm tight. I'm frugal because I've been broke. I've been in that state of mind where I can't provide for my family. I've been in that moment in my life where I felt like I just wanted to wither away. You know, the look in my kids' eyes and my wife's eyes when I can't provide. I never wanted to see that look again. So yeah, I'm tight. I don't care if you got money. The quickest way to lose your money is to spend your money. Should you be paralyzed at doing things for yourself? And no, absolutely not. You do right. You do the right things. You do the nice things for yourself. But at the end of the day, it's not about how much you get. It's not even about how much you keep. It's about how you spend what you have. And people can call me tight all day long. I don't care. I keep telling everybody that it really doesn't matter. I've developed that dangerously awesome level of freedom because it doesn't matter to me what you think about me. I have a seed in the ground. I'm watering that seed. That's not your seed. That's my seed. What you think about it means nothing to me. So I'm giving you guys the mindset that you got to have to move into your 2018. And that's how you learn how to fight when you find out, you know what, I can fight alone. Let me fight by myself. Let me stop calling everybody up and enlisting everybody in my army. No, let me fight and find out how strong I am. Find out how much of a lion I am. Am I just posting pictures of lions on social media, or am I really a lion? Am I a lion when I'm going through troubles and trials and tribulation, or am I really a kitty cat? So you got to learn how to fight, man. You most certainly can't be concerned about what people think about you. So here's the meat and potatoes of where we are today, guys. And I want to play another song for you guys because I know that some of you guys are right there at the cusp of where you need to be. And there's some things that's happening, but I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the vision that you need. And I want to talk a little bit about what it takes for you to have a great 2018, because I'm already there, right? You know, vision, you know what? You know, we write it down. Once you write the vision and you make it plain. We've heard that. But after you write the vision and you make it plain, what's next? What's next? After that, a lot of us get what we call analysis paralysis. We start overanalyzing it and we start thinking about what could happen if we did this wrong. What could go wrong? What could happen? We stop thinking about, you know, what we fantasize and what we visualize happening the right way. And we start thinking about what could go wrong. So we get that analysis paralysis. So if you think about it, and I love this show. It's the realest show ever, man. We're going to bridge some gaps today. Written out goals, vision boards, New Year's resolutions, all great motivation. Awesome motivation. Do it myself. Love it. The big M word, motivation, motivation, motivation. But it's just motivation. It's just motivation. Motivation without the action means absolutely nothing. It's all hype, right? So once you get motivated, what do you do after you got, you know, those goals written down? You've written down the vision. You've made it plain. You got that awesome and amazing looking vision board with all the things that you want, all the things that you want to be on it, all the people you want to meet, all the stuff that you want to get, you know, all of the things that's going to rock you out into 2018. What's next? What happens after that? Do you just hang that thing up in your room, in your house, in your office, wherever you are, and just let it sit there and you look at it and you use its motivation? You say, yeah, I'm going to get that. But you never put forth the action to do it. I'm going to tell you why here in a moment, guys, why exactly what you need to do to make all of your hopes, dreams, and aspirations come true. And I always tell you guys, I don't tell you anything that I think. I'm telling you exactly what I know because you got to be close by this point in time, right?
To my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Stuff.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Man, I must be close to what you have for me. Some of y'all saying that I'm close, because you're going through all kinds of trials and tribulations. You're waking up in the morning, you're like, man, I got this bill due, that bill due. I don't know how I'm going to make it through. That's not close, guys. That's just called piss poor planning. That's what that is, okay? So we got to know where we are. Man, this is the realest show ever. I'm here to tell you, okay? Look, you got to know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You can't be a bad steward of your money and then say, I must be close because I'm going through all sorts of trials and tribulation. No, you're just bad with money. You got to figure that thing out, right? It's time out for us to keep starting and stopping things and start thinking that, okay, this is this because of this. Your perception is always your reality. You can make that thing whatever you want to make it. Real talk. Whatever you want to make it, that's what that thing is. So if you're telling yourself that the reason why you are where you are is because of something that you know full well you need to fix, then fix it. As I always say, don't get mad at what I'm saying. Just fix it. It's okay. This is the realest show ever, man. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is how this whole thing comes together. When we get together and we start visualizing things, right? We start visualizing what's going on in our lives and we start visualizing what you need to do to fix it. You're going to either make a decision to do it or to not do it. Those are the only two decisions that you have in life. And those two decisions either get you ahead or set you back. You have to make up your mind, but it's time out. In 2018, here's the new slogan for 2018. No whining. No whining. Yeah, I'm making some people mad right now because you just got through listening, you know, to somebody else that has pumped you up and gave you all the motivation that you need and told you that, yes, you can, and you're close, and it's getting ready to happen. Your harvest is coming. 2018 is your year. Can it be your year? I'm here to say, put a big stamp of approval on that. Absolutely. It can be your year. But if you don't know what to do to make it your year, then guess what? It's going to be the same thing that 2017 yielded. It's not your year. It won't be your year until you start putting some stuff into place, right? Until you start fixing the things that you know are wrong in your life, until you start cutting out the people, the situation, the things that are not supposed to be in your life. See, some of you are so busy. Yeah, I'm punching some people right now. It's okay. It's good punches though. All right. Some people are so busy trying to open doors that God keeps trying to close, because that's not what you're supposed to be. That's not your situation. That's not what you're being led to do. So you're trying to open them, God's trying to close them, and you're wondering why you're struggling in life. Because you're not supposed to be walking through that door. There's something about, coffee break. There's something about when you start to walk through the right door. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm walking through the right door, when I'm doing what I know God is leading me to do, when I know I'm on the right path, I start getting chills. Like right now, I'm getting chills. When I know I'm on to the right thing, on the right path, I'm walking through the right doors, I get this feeling that comes over me. Some of you, it may be different. Your head may tingle. Your feet may get numb. I don't know. Whatever it is. You feel it and you know what it is. And it feels good. It's a great situation. But when it's not a good situation for you and you can't shut that door, or you can't turn around and go the other way, or you can't choose another thing, then it's bad for you. And you keep going through it because either it's comfortable or either you don't want to go through what it takes to go through to get out of what you need to get out of it, right? So sometimes you got to let go in order to receive. I'll tell you guys a quick story. They locked three monkeys in a room and they had three different boxes, right? Three different boxes affixed to the floor. And those three monkeys walked into that room, and inside of each of those three boxes is a nut. All right, it's a nut. Now we all know how big monkeys are on nuts, right? So this walnut is in each one of these boxes. So the monkey, of course, goes in and there's a little hole. It sticks his hand in that hole and it grabs that nut. All three of them grab the nut. And at that point in time, they come in with chainsaws. And at that point in time, the monkey can't get their hand out of the box to run. All they had to do was let go of the nut and their hand would come out of the box. But they held on to that nut and they didn't care, because they know they wanted that nut, but they couldn't rationalize that the nut was going to get them killed. They couldn't figure it out because their greed overcame them. Some of us have these situations in our lives where we don't want to disappoint other people. So we just keep going along the path that we're going, and we don't even care about how it makes us feel. All we know is that we don't want to disappoint the other person, the other people. So we just keep going on the destructive path that we're on. And there's different levels of destruction, guys. There's physical destruction and there's mental destruction. It's not always the physical destruction that gets us. It's that mental destruction. Because you're not walking through or on the path that you're supposed to be on mentally, you're not prospering. And we all know that when you kill the head, the body slowly dies, right? So come on, man. Sometimes you got to let go in order to get. So how do you get your 2018 where it needs to be, right? We talked about the vision boards. We talked about the New Year's resolutions. We talked about writing down all your goals. You know, here's what I'm going to tell you guys. And here's the key. Here's the key to where you need to be. Write this down. Success is 3 months in the rear. Success is 3 months in the rear. You're like, wow, that's a long time. Yeah, it's a long time. Why? For good reason. There are those of you that started in October. If you started what's that thing that you've always wanted to do or whatever you're doing now, you buckled down and decided, you know what, I'm going to get this thing done. I'm doing it. I'm in this thing to win it. I don't care what nobody says about me. I'm grinding this thing out. I'm doing what I need to do. If that's you, if you started that on October 1, then you've got October, November, December. Man, you are poised for a harvest in January, right? You're ready. Because there's a 90-day increment. Guys, it takes 30 days to see it, right? 30 days to see it, commit to it. And really, that's really to work up the nerve to get started, right? Because the start is the hardest point. It takes 30 days to really see that thing and to visualize it and to work up the nerve, punch bear in the face and say, you know what? I'm going to do this thing. I got this. I'm going to do it. And you say, you know what? Boom, here I am. And you put your Michael Jackson pose on them, you know, with your arms out and you say, I'm ready, right? So and then it takes another 30 days to plan it, right? Blocking out the people saying it won't work because it's not theirs or they've never done it. That's not going to work. I never did that. I never saw nobody do that. That's not going to work. You're not going to be able to do this. They're putting their limitations on you. And even the lack thereof means they don't think it's going to work, right? So that 30 days is crucial because now you got to get past all of the naysayers. You're planning what you're doing, and some of you need that buy-in. So you tell everybody what you're doing, and as you're doing it, people are telling you that it's not going to work, and you got more stones to block, you got more arrows to dodge, and you're just not deploying and employing the right strategies and employing the right people, not E-M-P-L-O-W, guys, but employing. You're not pulling in the right people that have the like-minded vision that you have. And for that season in their life, they're supposed to be with you. They're supposed to be pushing the vision that you're pushing right now because somehow it's attached to what they're needing, right? It's to where they're going. Guys, let me tell you something. There's always with them. It's what's in it for me. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. If there's nothing in it for that person, then they're not going to be in it that long. I don't care who they are. Say what you want to say, but I'm here to tell you. There's got to be something in it for you. I don't care if it's physical or if it's mental. Is it something that you're getting out of it? Doesn't always have to be monetary. You just got to be getting something out of it. When you no longer get anything out of a relationship in any way, shape, form, or fashion, guys, it's time for you to move past that relationship and build other relationships. And a lot of you are already doing it. Great. So that 30 days, that's the planning period, right? And then it takes 30 days to do it consistently because now you're in that lifestyle. After that 30 days, that last 30 days, that 90-day time span, guys, you're in that lifestyle portion now. That's who you are. It's what you are. You're in it. No matter what, you become bulletproof. You become, nobody can turn you around. It's a lifestyle for you. Why? Because now in that last 30 days, you've gotten some traction. People can actually see you changing. People can see you transforming now. They know what's happening. So now it's a lifestyle for you. So that's why I'm telling you that success is 90 days in the rear. If you started October 1, then man, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. If you've been consistent at it, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. The harvest is coming. Practice the principles, you participate in the promise. But when you look in the mirror, ask yourselves, have I been consistent? Have I planted the right seeds in the right soil? Have I watered those seeds? Because if you have, you've done all three, then guess what? You can expect a harvest. It's a promise. It's a promise because you practiced the principles. But also be real with yourself. If you didn't practice those principles, don't expect a harvest. If you walked into some dirt and just threw the seeds, if you walked into good soil and just threw the seeds out there and you didn't plant them, you didn't dig them down a little bit, which is synonymous of what you need to do with a seed. If you didn't dig it down a little bit, which means that you didn't go back and really ingrain your passion on it when you were planting it, with that tender loving care, and let the people that you, the seeds that you're planting, see that I'm passionate. This is what I do. I love this. I eat, sleep, and breathe this. This is me. That's planting your seed. If you didn't go back and water those seeds, check on those people, you know, and let them know I'm here. Guys, we're doing this thing. We're still over here working and grinding it out. 2018 is going to be awesome. If you didn't water those seeds, you can't expect those seeds to break ground, right? So no harvest, right? No seed, no harvest. No water, no harvest. I love this. I love it, man. So we talked about being in character. I'm gonna bring somebody to the line here in a minute because I want to get their perception, you know, on what we're talking about this morning. So I talked about, you know, being in character, right? Being in character. What does that really mean when we talk about, you know, being character for 2018, right? When you look at artists, because this is the reason why I'm saying we're 90 days in the rear, right? 3 months in the rear. When you look at actors, right? And I love it. I love movies and I love to see good actors. I'm not big on sitcoms and, you know, the sagas, or what do you call those things? The series. I'm not big on those. I want to see the whole movie. I want to know what the beginning is, and I want to see the end right there, right? So when you see actors like, you know, that like Denzel Washington, Jim Carrey, Halle Berry, you know, all these actors, the list goes on and on. Samuel Jackson, you know, I know that there's quite a few actresses out there, Taraji P. Henson. I mean, all of these actors and actresses, much respect for them because they stay in character even when the camera's not rolling. Even when the camera's not rolling, they're in character. They had a hard time getting Jim Carrey out of character in his last movie. They had a hard time getting Denzel Washington out of character when he played, you know, in the one movie where he got the Oscar for. Or the Emmy, whatever it was. They had a hard time getting him out of that character because they literally get as close to becoming their character as possible. So how does that relate and translate to you? If you want success in a thing, you have to be in character 90 days at least before you start seeing any success in that thing. 90 days. It takes that long to really get it ingrained. So am I already in 2018? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. I've been there. I've been in 2018 almost all year. See, there's that thing called procrastination that I don't really believe in, but I do believe that there are things that are important to you and things that are not. And you can always tell what's important to a person by the action that they put behind that thing. Whatever a person is passionate about, you'll see action in it. And that's just no bust on you. That's who that person is. You have to find out what that person's passion is. Because the action, when I say the proof is in the pudding, the proof is always in the pudding. So for those of you that are already in 2018, man, awesome. You're there already. You get this thing called what it takes to have success. But for those of you that are still waiting for 2018 to get here, this is the realest show ever. I'm here to tell you, you're already behind the power curve. you got some catching up to do. See, there are people that won't tell you this because they don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm always telling you guys, I'm a strong believer, and I'd much rather, you know, hurt your feelings a little bit than harm your future. I tell my kids that all the time. I'm going to tell you what you need to know. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. You may get mad at me now, but you'll realize later why I said what I said. So I tell you, the foundation is the foundation. Foundation needs to be that thing that you stand upon, that you can, that other people can stand on with you. You got to build that, right? So I want to bring somebody to the line this morning, and I know she has a lot to say on being in character and not allowing, you know, yourself to get caught up in waiting on other people to come and save you, you know, jumping in and being, you know, participating in your own rescue, being that lioness, knowing that, you know what, I gotta fight, man. I gotta fight. I gotta do what it takes. In my 2016, 17, 18, nothing's gonna happen unless I do something different, right? So I want to bring this young lady to the line, and I know hopefully she's on. I know she dialed in. Let me see if we have, you know, Miss Pam McCray, Millionaire Mompreneur, on the line with us this morning. Miss McCray, are you on and live on the grind?
Now, you know, I would not miss this for the world. That's a silly question. Absolutely. I am on the line. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man. Loud and clear.
Superwoman and all. Absolutely. Hello to everybody out there on the grind this morning. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you. I didn't catch the beginning of the show because I was at our son's school for a conference. But I can tell you the time that I jumped on was when you were talking about, you know, the soil and seed and harvest. And so I've been listening in, and you're absolutely right. You know, the biggest thing that we all have to realize for real is that action, that, you know, that's been the key word that's been sticking in my mind over the last couple of weeks is action, 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 because too many times in life we want something and we don't do what's necessary in order to get it done. And I know personally, I used to be that person. I wasn't always the person that knew how to take action and to be in character and to realize that, hey, if it's to be, it's up to me, and that I got to fight and that I need to keep on going. But I can tell you, when I began to realize that, you know what, there was greater out there and that greater existed on the inside of me, then that's when I began to move and take some action. So when you think about that soil and when you think about that seed and when you think about the harvest, you know, that's all preparation for what's to come. We living in 2018. 2018 is here, and actually we live way beyond the year that we're actually about to enter in. Why? Because that's that vision that God gives us. That vision is seeing beyond what's natural, seeing beyond what our eyes can physically see. And so when we begin to take that soil and to dig it up and to plant that seed and to get up and to water it every single day, you see, whatever we give is what the harvest is going to bring. And proper, and when we bring that harvest and when we're planting the seeds, we have to know that that's all preparation for our future. Of the problems that we all go through in life can be prevented just by simple preparation. And so that's the reason why it's such a big law. It's a principle of seed time and harvest and taking that soil and digging it up and planting the seed and making sure that we're getting up every single day and we're watering it. Because that soil, when you begin to dig it up, that's action. That seed, when you plant it, that's action. That when you get up every day and you now water the seed that you planted on the ground that you sowed it on, that now brings forth your harvest. So therefore, everybody, listen, now is the time. Now is the time to for real plant those seeds, keep on watering it, never give up, never, ever, ever give up on the very thing that God has told you, showed you, given you on the inside of you that you're supposed to accomplish. And so I'm excited and just to hear all the nuggets and the stories that you dropped
gears,
on here this morning.
I want to shift gears a little bit because and that was great insight, because I want to make some people mad this morning. I want to piss some people
off.
I want to make y'all mad. I really do. I want y'all to get mad enough to make a decision this morning. So So here's,
oh,
here's,
there's nothing
here's
like being mad.
That's it. So and here's the thing. I want to make some people mad because I want people to know. I want them to relate on this show that's listening in right now that are going through some things right now. They're going through some things,
mm-hmm.
and they're just mm-hmm. coming to a realization. What there's some things that I got to do in order to rescue and save myself. And I want you to reflect back because we know, you know, we've got a son in Oak Hill.
Mm-hmm. You keep breaking up. Why is that? I can't hear you. Yeah, I don't know if it's me, but I can't hear you. Sorry, it looks like we lost the host. I got a text message. Thank you so much, Brianna McClay. So I guess I'm guessing that I'm on the ground and you guys can hear me. Is that the case? Have I now taken over the show?
All right.
All right, well, I'm not sure if anybody can hear me. Bree, if you can hear me, send me a text message. All right, so thank you so much. Absolutely. It looks like everybody can hear me. So I know that... All right, everybody can hear me. Thank you so much for all of the text messages that are coming through. So I know that Nate was in the process of asking a question, so I'm just going to allow him to. We're going to come together. Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right, so good. So what is this? Continuing. All right, so let's do this. Hopefully.
Now, so this is what I want to talk about, because as I was saying,
I want Pam to jump on because I want her to talk about, you know, we don't have much time, but I want her to briefly tell you guys about when you decide to really participate in your own rescue, you know, what happens. And it's anonymous to everybody. What's happening in your house right now, you know, on somebody to save you. And I'm here to tell you, nobody is coming to save you. You got to save yourself. So you got to do the right thing. So, Pam?
So I just missed that whole thing. But why? Well, yeah, absolutely. You got to save yourself. Is that what we're talking about? Yes, you definitely. You got to be the one to participate in your own rescue. You got to be the one to definitely take control and to take charge of the situation. And so that's what I had to do. You know, when I was that person that literally struggled, when I was that person that allowed fear and the fact that I allowed myself to be shy, because, you know, even when people say, you know, I'm shy, I can't do this, or, you know, I have a hard time talking to people, all of that is a decision. It's a choice that we end up making in life, and I had to realize that was a choice that I decided to choose a long time ago. From a very young age, I decided to be the quiet person. I decided to allow, you know, what people said, what people thought, in order to determine the person that I was. But when I began to take control, when I began to participate in my own rescue, and to realize that, you know what, I can do it. That's when things begin to shift. But too many times in life, we don't realize that. And we allow circumstances. We allow what people have said about us. We allow what people have instilled into our mindsets, the negativity. We allow those voices that come into our heads, because that's the biggest thing, too. Mindset is everything. Your mentality and how you grow mentally is everything, because when I began to pour different things into my mind and began to speak the affirmations that, yes, I can, and to really realize that the vision truly was yet for an appointed time, and just like the song, close, I must be close. You know, we got to realize that when we're getting close and we take control, everything under the sun is going to come against us, because of the fact that we're getting close to our purpose, we're getting close to our destiny. And so when I began to realize that, that's when everything began to happen. And so that's what we got to do. As we're going into 2018 and we are planting the seeds, as we are, as we are watering every single day, we have to know that, listen, we are truly in control of the very destiny, of the very steps that we take. And until we begin to take those steps, then, I mean, nothing's going to happen until we truly make up our minds that that is what we're absolutely going to do.
All right, everybody. So thank you so much, Pam. You know, she was definitely, you know, the shining and punched you in the face. And he's going to come home tomorrow. And, you know, he's in Oak Hill Academy. And, you know, they told us that he wasn't going to be able to do this and do that. You know, it wasn't until, you know, we got mad and said, you know what, we got to do something different for him to be able to achieve, you know, his goal. You know, so you're getting mad enough to make a decision. I want you guys to translate that into what you're doing right now. What are the things that you want? You know, not just for your kids, but what is it that you want? Because you got to save yourself before you can think about saving other people. So what is it that you want? You know, so that one thing, guys, think about that. Focus on it. Concentrate on it. And know that you can, guys. Thank you for jumping on the grind this morning, guys. You know, she'll have to be Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. Guys, go ahead and tell somebody about the grind. And some big things are happening at the top of the year for the grind, guys, so stay tuned. And tell somebody that, yes, you can.
Yes.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and
encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Sing it one more time.
I can do it now.
Yes, you can.